Nolte, Chris Cuomo doesn't deny he's still advising disgraced brother Andrew. By John Nolte on August 11, 2021. Chris the Frito Cuomo is not denying he's still advising his brother, the disgraced, soon-to-be former Governor Andrew Cuomo, DNY. On Monday, the far-left Washington Post reported and buried the bombshell news: Chris Cuomo, the embattled, narcissistic, unethical, McCarthyite, serial-lying, pro-violence GMLL primetime anchor, is still advising his brother. This, despite the fact Frito promised, on the air, he would never advise his brother again, after he was caught exactly that back in May. GMLL also promised its handful of viewers Cuomo would never repeat this breathtaking journalistic sin. Even after the far-left Washington Post reported on Monday that Frito is still advising Andrew, Frito was given the opportunity to deny it on Tuesday, and he refused. What's crucial about this following exchange is that, as you'll see in the video, Frito was willing to answer the reporter's questions until the reporter asked if he was still advising Governor Brother. "Have you spoken to your brother today, sir?" the Fox News reporter asks Frito after he exits his speedboat in the elite Sag Harbor yacht yard. Frito replies, "Of course I have." But when the reporter asks, "Did you advise him to step down?" Cuomo shuts up and refuses to deny it. The reporter then asks, "Are you continuing to advise him?" And again, Frito refuses to deny it. If you watch the whole video, Frito responds to the reporter a few times but refuses to deny the credible reports he's still advising Andrew. According to the serial liars at GMLL, Frito is right now taking the week off to celebrate his birthday, which we all know is a lie. He's taking the week off because he knew his brother was going to resign. And he's under fire for his own role, not only in violating every journalistic ethic under the sun in advising his brother but urging his brother to paint his multiple sexual misconduct abusers as liars. After Frito was caught in May, he apologized on the air and promised never to do it again. "How I helped my brother also matters. When my brother's situation became turbulent, being looped into calls with other friends of his and advisors, that did include some of his staff, I understand why that was a problem for CNN. It will not happen again. It was a mistake. Because I put my colleagues here, who I believe are the best in the business, in a bad spot." Emphasis added. During this same time, GMLL also released a statement assuring its under a million viewers it would not happen again. However, it was inappropriate to engage in conversations that included members of the governor's staff, which Chris acknowledges. "He will not participate in such conversations going forward." Emphasis added. Well, according to the far-left Washington Post, it is happening again, and Frito refusing to deny it's happening again speaks volumes. GMLL just fired three staffers for refusing to get vaccinated. Here's what Frito's gotten away with over the past year or so. He poses as an objective anchor while advising Governor Brother to smear his sexual assault accusers as liars. He lies about never again advising his brother. He refuses to wear a mask while he shames others for not wearing a mask. Enjoys VIP coronavirus testing courtesy of his Governor Brother. He violates quarantine while he knew he was infected with the China flu. He uses GMLL to stage a phony quarantine exit from his basement. He lies about staying quarantined in his basement. Does multiple on-air interviews with Brother Governor to turn him into a folk hero while Brother Governor was killing old people and reportedly groping state troopers. GMLL has no ethics whatsoever. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.